This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The Sidney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers is preparing to open a new group exhibition of abstract art in August. It's appropriately titled Abstracted. Among the artists featured in the show is Fort Myers-based painter Jeffrey Scott Lewis. Lewis joins us later this hour for an exploration of his art and the deeply personal narrative behind his most recent works in the upcoming exhibit. But first, the Sidney and Byrne's Sounds of Summer concert series continues tomorrow night with a performance from Southwest Florida hip-hop artist Chris Daniels. Several other local hip-hop performers and collaborators will be featured in that show, and the concert also serves as the official release party for Daniels' new album, When Doves Cry 2. Earlier this year, WGCU's Mark Pierre introduced our listeners to Daniels, and today we'll be hearing selections from the new album, as Chris Daniels joins me now live in studio to explore his music, our region's vibrant hip-hop scene, and the meanings, perspectives, and experiences that have inspired Daniels' work. Chris Daniels, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And as always, I invite listeners to join the conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, or on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So just to start off, I wanted to delve right into this new album in our conversation.
Right.
And this will actually be your third release of new music this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy year for me. Yeah, we had Hype, and then we had Rise, and here we are at Doves Cry 2.
So what does this new album mean for you? Like I guess in a way, were the first two releases meant to be kind of a teaser for tonight's big debut? Is that how you're looking at
definitely, it? Definitely. I was using those as kind of like anchors to kind of build my foundation as an artist and kind of test out where I was headed. And Doves Cry 2 is just more of a personal statement for me to make, especially in the Southwest Florida scene.
And I know you're a relative newcomer to the local scene here, but not so to writing and performing your own work.
Of course.
Tell me about how you first got into hip hop. It began with poetry.
Yeah, there was a lot of poetry writing and poetry contest in middle school, and of course trying to utilize it to attract any girls that I thought that, you know, looked my way.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I just started performing and doing motivational speaking, and I always had a love for music because of my father, and the pair just kind of go together just seamlessly and almost effortlessly. And I guess since 12 or 13 I've just been writing music concentrated on both of those, you know, aspects. Yeah.
Was there any kind of transition between poetry writing and what you were writing that was intended to be performed, or do you really just not see much of a difference between those two mediums as far as your approach?
I think that the beauty of music is that just as expressive as it is, I've always loved how like free I felt with poetry, and I felt like it's the challenge of making somebody want to sing along with you when you're also trying to practice that freedom in music. So music is almost like the challenge to me, trying to balance those.
Sure. It's like there's more conventions
of
with
course.
The music than there is.
Yeah,
with
there's
the,
a format. You know?
Yeah. And you know, you're originally from the Jacksonville area,
yes.
And I know you were, you know, a bit younger at that time.
Of course.
But was there much of a vibrant scene, you know, in regards to your art there that you were able to tap into?
So when I was a little bit younger, of course, but when I was in Jacksonville, and a lot of the reasons I am the way I am today is I felt like there was a lot of negativity in the local hip-hop scene. It was difficult because people felt like they were fighting for the same ears. It was hard for people to want to support what other people were doing. They wanted to take all the listeners more for themselves, and it wasn't that kind of free-flowing and vibrant atmosphere you kind of see that we have here in Southwest Florida today. And I imagine that things are changing there as well, but it wasn't like that for me when I was there. It kind of motivated me.
Do you think that kind of attitude can make a local scene, no matter where it is, just sort of stagnate?
Definitely. It can make it almost toxic in nature, and it can stop people from being able to thrive and reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm. So what brought you here to Southwest Florida?
FGCU. I was young and I was trying to get a considerable distance away from home at the time, but still be connected to the wallet. So I tried to stay in the state.
Gotcha. And you still work here at the university?
Yes. Full time. Yeah, they've treated me well, and I love it here. IT.
Yeah. Is that relate to what you studied?
Actually, no. I studied psychology and sociology, and I still intend to go for my master's in public administration. But IT was always something that was a skill for me, and it's allowed me to, you know, stay afloat. So I appreciate it.
Interesting. Do you think the study of psychology, you know, kind of what you've gained from that, comes through in your music in certain ways?
Well, definitely. I think that when I think of psychology and sociology and the things that we talked about and understanding people and the way the mind works, it's just been very beneficial for me to be able to express myself in a way that's able to connect with others as well.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear a track. And this is from the new album.
Yes,
so
it is.
We're kind of getting a first listen.
Yes,
here.
This is it. This is a surprise teaser.
So this song is Kings 9-3.
Yes.
So tell me just a little bit about the song by way of introduction before we hear it.
Kings 9-3 basically refers to a Bible verse that just says, from God said that, I hear your plea and I hear your pardon. And this is just me speaking out of everything I feel like I've dealt with and where I'm headed and how I feel like I have a ways to go.
All right, well, let's hear Kings 9-3.
Yes, sir.
Half of me is comfortable, the other half is crying and grieving like Mrs. Huxtable. You dropped out of college, graduated a follower. Who knew my idols would turn to rivals I could not endorse? Sat in detention, prepped my ACT. A black n***a, that's just what they see. Try to keep us on them same old streets. On the ABP, another black persecuted boy, that's all that mean. Up under pressure with firm lectures, my pop said, life will only teach till you learn better. Well, I've been on my own like so long, this story the prologue. For everyone you saved, still you had to lose a
go-on
day.
I said, mama, can I call you, tell you that I'm sorry? She said, baby, you were growing, honey, don't you worry.
I got a ways to go.
Great. That was the song Kings 9-3 from Southwest Florida hip-hop artist Chris Daniels, who's with us in studio today. Sure. He'll be performing at the official release party for the new album. That's called When Doves Cry 2, and that's going to be tomorrow night at the Sidney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. That show starts at 7:30. And of course, listeners can join our conversation as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. A lot to unpack in there.
Of course, yes.
I really sort of felt like I kind of related to the references to the parents talking about having a ways to go.
Yeah.
That seems to be like a universally relatable theme.
Of course.
From your own experiences.
Yes.
Is that kind of like in a nutshell what you do?
Yeah. Like for me, I think just I've always seen life kind of going around me. And the only way that I could keep saying was just remembering the things that my father and my mother kind of instilled upon me. And I've tried to keep those messages and give those to other people as I go along. So just that constant like hand on your shoulder.
Yeah. And, you know, the song also, you know, very clearly explores, you know, themes or elements of living with a black identity.
Of course.
And
yes.
Here in Southwest Florida, that can't be the easiest thing.
It's definitely it was a change for me when I first got here. And it's something that it's an experience that you live with. And I kind of almost wrote a piece before, and it just talked about the black side. And I feel like sometimes as a black man in America, no matter what side you go on, it's always the black side because you're kind of always in that experience. And I can't take it off. It's not a costume, you know. So I like to speak on that.
Is that an element of your music that again, I'm going to refer back to that interview you did with Mark Pierre earlier this year, and you had, you know, described your music in a few different words,
right?
And one of them was abrasive.
Yeah, I definitely want to almost attack whatever I've been feeling or what's happened to me or what happens to many people. I don't want to stand idle or stand pat. I want to make sure I speak on those issues.
All right. We're going to come back to that a little bit later.
Okay.
But I wanted to explore the name Chris Daniels, too, because if I didn't know it wasn't your given name, I could assume that it was.
Right, so of course.
I'm wondering what the meaning is for you behind Chris Daniels and maybe why you chose that as opposed to something more sensational sounding.
For me, I tried to go through a lot of random names and acronyms, and I just decided to take my name, which is Daniel Christian Stallings, and just turn it around. And for me, that just showed that there's multiple elements to myself. You know, I'm not just one-dimensional, I'm multidimensional, and there's multiple modes that I can get in. And it just worked for me, you know, and it's made me feel comfortable, and that's the best thing.
So Chris Daniels isn't per se an alter ego, but maybe someone who's able to speak more freely.
Of course, it's me at a heightened level. It's kind of me in the public eye and everything I wanted to be growing up, but I felt like maybe I wasn't capable or popular enough to be able to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living out my true self.
And, you know, again, as I've stated before, a lot of your music explores some pretty personal experiences.
Of course.
But again, doing it in that accessible way.
Yes, yeah.
Are you thinking about the audience and who's going to hear it when you're actually writing?
I'm constantly thinking about younger me and feeling sometimes how he felt like there wasn't enough content out there that was cool enough that he could listen to and people were talking about the things he was experiencing. And so I feel like everybody's got this idea that we kind of go through things alone, but there's multiple people who are also dealing with that. And I just want to speak to the people who've had those similar situations and kind of educate people who haven't.
Interesting. Yeah. So on the one scene, you're a teacher, and on the other scene, you're someone another audience member is commiserating with.
Of course.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you found your way into the local hip-hop scene.
Okay.
Because I know that coming to FGCU, I mean, did you continue writing and working on your stuff just sort of in isolation?
Definitely, it was like isolated because FGCU, as beautiful and amazing as it is sometimes for this community, it's almost like a bubble. And I didn't really understand that there were so many inner workings in a scene out here with all these beautiful platforms like the Hippie Circle and Curie South Florida and all those things going on.
All right. So you, I think it was probably relatively recently, you had run into Eddie Rock.
Yeah.
And was he maybe kind of like the guy who connected you to the whole scene?
Yeah, Eddie was so plugged in when I met him. He started teaching me about all these amazing artists like Nate Traveler and Brendan Bennett and Dominic Fike. And I was just like, wow, there's a whole scene of music. And once I found it, I just tapped in and just spread love as much as I could.
Tell me a little bit more about Eddie Rock. Do we hear him on the new album?
Because yeah.
I think okay,
he's definitely on the on my first song. It's called Late Nights, he's my best friend musically, and he's an amazing artist, and he puts his whole heart and soul into it. And having somebody that kind of like continuously challenges his own norms is beneficial for me, and has always been beneficial for me in my life since I've known him. So amazing guy.
So for people who come out to the show Friday night, they're gonna get to hear him too.
Yeah, you're gonna see us and all the songs that we've been able to do and complete that people have loved over the last year. It's going to be an amazing experience. Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other artists and collaborators you work with who are going to be featured tomorrow.
So there's definitely going to be King Rock. There's going to be Slight, Alana Wadon, my background singers, Ebony Martin and Rossinell. They're just all super talented people. I've got a saxophonist coming from Miami. His name is Wex. And everybody just, they put their heart and soul into what they do. And I didn't want to do this kind of release. I didn't want to do this kind of project without, you know, really showcasing the art with them. Andre the Saint as well.
Yeah. I've been to so many shows at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center, ranging
right.
from, you know, straight up chamber music, you know, classical music,
right.
to, you know, punk bands. To,
of course.
But I've never seen a hip, like, tomorrow's going to be, like, the first live hip-hop show I've been to
right.
in Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Is that something that's relatively new, or is there this giant scene that I have just been blind to?
There's a scene that's growing and budding, and it's beautiful. I think that the only issue currently is that it's so spread out, and so these little pockets of Bonita and Estero and Naples. And I just think that what you'll be able to experience when you get here is that everybody from all the corners are going to just be wearing that, you know, that 239 on their heart and their sleeves, and just really be kind of involved together in one place, one home.
All right. And I've heard you describe the local scene as beautiful and cautious.
Yeah.
I was curious about that combination of descriptors.
Yeah, because there's so much amazing talent and things seem like they're thriving. But I think that people aren't used to this ecosystem and environment, and they don't want to get too sucked in and then maybe give too much and then not receive. But they have to know that this overflowing of love is for them as well. And everybody can eat and they can win if they just put in their time and the effort. Definitely. Give, give, give.
All right. Let's go ahead and hear another song now. And this one is going to be Over.
Yeah.
Is this one also from the new album, or is this a previous?
This song is an unreleased song I did with Eddie Rock. And it's talking about something that's very conscious. And I just wanted to make sure that somebody heard it. So here it is today.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's hear Over.
I know I'm pressing on the gaslight. Come on, I'm pressing to this gaslight. Come on, are you down for the ride or down for the vibe? But where is your fire? Where is your drive? No, I'm pressing on the gaslight. Come on, I'm pressing to this gaslight. Come on, are you down for the ride or down for the vibe? But where is your driver? Where is your fire?
Red lights, oh, without my headlights on. Funny, cause I grew up not sleeping without my bed lights on. Young kid with a lot to show, living fast, so we gotta go. Pray unlucky for the pot of gold, for the pot of gold, for the pot of gold. I remember shopping at Payless, less than school, talking all that rah, rah, rah. Life changes, and then again got me looking back at him like, ah, ah, ah. And none of us know what the right way is, but I pray to God, hoping that my mind stay clear, back to the road. Pull me over, I was nervous, nigga. No, you never know, got a warning. Lights on, now we zoning. Cause really life a journey, you could take it how you want it. Ain't no telling where you going. We floating through the moment, and we pray we never have to get pulled over. Yeah.
Pressing on the gaslight. Come on, I'm pressing to this gaslight. Come on, are you down for the ride or down for the vibe? But where is your fire? Where is your drive? No, I'm pressing on the gaslight. Come on, I'm pressing to this gaslight. Come on, are you down for the ride or down for the vibe? But where is your driver? Where is your fire?
And that was the song Over from local hip-hop artist Chris Daniels, who's with us in studio today. Thank you so much for sharing that song with us. No problem. Pretty powerful social commentary
definitely,
there.
Definitely.
You can catch Chris performing tomorrow night at the Sydney and Burn Davis Art Center.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to mark the official release of Chris's new album, When Doves Cry 2.
Yes, sir.
And audience members can join our conversation. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Send us a message on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Did you want to say a little more about that song? Because, I mean, that was... I have to say at the beginning, I didn't know what Over meant.
Of course.
And then I almost immediately... you.
Yeah.
Pick,
yeah. So there's some pieces in it where it's just like Eddie's chorus is just about that fun, like, you know, I'm pressing on the gas, I'm driving with my friends. Are you ready to vibe? You know what I mean? Are you down for the ride? And it's that idea of like you, that simple mistake of a headlights out can turn into a completely different night, getting pulled over and having that kind of fear and not knowing what can happen in that situation. So I just talked on it, like, you know, I spoke on that idea and just kind of like how, you know, some people, as soon as that happens, they almost freeze up and then they just have to almost thank the Lord that, you know, they're in a situation where they're not with some kind of off-brand or rogue officer, and, you know, and I just wanted to make sure that I commented on that.
Right. And I wonder if this relates to a previous effort of yours, a concept project called Fear.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, definitely. It was something I was working on for Fear.
You were working on that for
Fear? I was working on it for Fear, and it stands for Failed Expectations and the Ramifications. So, yeah.
All right. And is there a place folks can go to maybe hear some of the products of that concept?
Well, Fear is going to come at a later date. I was working on that, and I just wanted to make sure that it was in the right space, and that's why we have Doves Cry 2 currently.
Gotcha. And can you give us some insights into your creative process? And by that I mean, do you make it a point to set aside time on a regular basis to write new music or to work on something that's already in the process, or do you generally tend to wait until, you know, motivation strikes?
I try to make sure that I challenge myself to write every day. And that's because every day I'm having thoughts, I'm having experiences. And I always told myself that I never wanted to be in a situation where it was asked of me to create and I wasn't able to. So I try to make it feel effortless, almost like working out.
Yeah, yeah. And is it hard for you to put out an album? And by that I just mean, do you ever feel like a song is really complete?
Something, my music is never complete. And even tomorrow, I'm going to be listening like, man, I wish I did this or I wish I did that. But at the end of the day, you have to push forward. You're never going to be perfect. And I just want to learn. That's why I've put out so much product this year, is just because I believe in learning and the process of learning. And I just want to continue that. Mm-hmm. You got to be open to criticism.
Yeah. Well, and I think that kind of feeds into my next question, because, like, despite the confidence it takes to do what you do, to get on a stage and to perform, to connect with a crowd, everything involved in that, you've expressed this strong sense of insecurity when it comes to your art.
And, yeah.
Tell me about, like, do you think the insecurity holds you back, or is it something that you think you've been able to harness to your advantage in some way?
I think that it's very interesting when I ask people what they think of me, that they think that it's just this confidence and it's just, I'm just walking in the room and I understand things. And it's not that it's about that. It's just I have so much love and passion for what I'm doing and the people around me that I feel like that helps me overcome all odds. But I feel like I'm human like everybody else. And I've definitely been in my room throwing away things that I've written, you know, 100 times over, you know, just trying to be perfect. And I'm not. So I just want to just be, you know, I want to get on stage and just represent everybody else.
All right. And tell me about the title of the new album. And this might be a dumb question. Forgive me if it is. But is this in any way referring to or paying homage to the late, great Prince?
It's not exactly. But in a way, it's talking about our idols and how during funeral services, sometimes we utilize Doves to give us a sense of hope and rejuvenation. We also, during times, use artists that we love to give us a sense of hope and rejuvenation. But those artists are also human. And I felt like when I was making this music, I'm getting on all these stages and my gas is on empty and I don't know where I'm going next. I'm human. Yeah. And I just wanted to express that human side. And that's why on Kings 9-3, I kind of talk about people like Kanye and Cosby and how they have been affected by what's going on in their lives and how you realize they're human and they have problems as well. So you can't just rely on them to give you a sense that you can be better. You have to just try to be better yourself.
Right. Talk to me about your approach to live performances. I mean, is it always as well crafted and practiced as what we hear on the album, or is it sometimes like a day or two before a show and you're still not exactly sure what you're going
to
do?
Well, when it comes to poetry, I always write the day of because I want it to be fresh and I want people to understand what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to what you're going to see tomorrow, it has been a weeks of practice and it has been a joint effort and everybody's coming together for a greater good. It's going to be amazing.
And you know, despite the vitality of the local scene, as we've explored in this conversation, I would imagine you could also tap into, you know, larger such scenes in areas like Chicago or, you know, Miami if you wanted to get a little closer.
Of course.
What keeps you here as opposed to, you know, moving to an area with a broader scene like that?
There's something raw and just beautiful about building something and being a part of something that's growing. And I just want to have all parts of the 239 area. And I think that there will be a time when there is, when you move and you build. But I want my foundation in my home. And I always want to come back here and know that we started and we did something together.
Yeah. And you know, for listeners out there who may be looking to tap into the local hip hop scene, you know, either as, you know, a burgeoning artist themselves,
right,
or just as a fan and a listener and someone who appreciates it. I mean, like, what do you recommend? Are there certain people they should be following on social
you
media?
Should be following,
venues they should be hitting?
You should be following the Hippie Circle, Phase 2. The Casey Parks does an amazing job at Kava. Curate Southwest Florida is absolutely amazing. The Indie Corner is amazing. Lavoe Life's amazing. GCL is amazing. A lot of platforms out here that can support that. It's just tapping in.
All right. And that's when you say GC. So when we say GCL, we mean Gulf Coast Live, but you mean Gulf Coast Leisure.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And Curate Southwest Florida, they're one of the sponsors or organizers of tomorrow night's event, too.
They've done some help. The big sponsors are Lavoe Life, Gulf Coast Leisure, but there are a lot of hands. And all those platforms I named have done something and contributed vastly to this. Can't do it without them. Everybody's a part of this.
All right. Any advice you would have for, you know, younger artists here in Southwest Florida, you know, looking to perhaps enjoy the same kind of notoriety and success that you're building now?
I honestly told another artist the other day that the greatest thing that I could ever do was just walk outside my door and be present and just take in the moment and give 100% to everybody. And that love is going to come back 100-fold, but you got to just do it because you love it. And that's it.
Yeah. In that same vein, you've got a pretty, I would just call it like an inspirational or motivational Instagram account. It's not like what most people use that medium for.
Right. I just love to speak to people and just try to, you know, I speak to them because I need to speak to myself as well.
Right. Well, anything else you would want to add as we close on our time about tomorrow night or about what we can expect from you in the future?
If you want to see the community come together in the brightest form, please be there. Please experience it. It's completely passionate. It's completely effortless to just see that love in one room.
All right. Well said. Well, thank you so much, Chris Daniels, for joining me here in studio. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Chris Daniels will be performing tomorrow night at the official release party of his new album, When Doves Cry 2. That event takes place at the Sidney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers and marks the latest installment of the center's summer concert series. And again, that kicks off at 7:30 tomorrow night. Just ahead, painter Jeffrey Scott Lewis joins us in studio for a closer exploration of his art. Lewis's work will be included in a group exhibition titled Abstracted that will be coming to the Sidney and Byrne in August. That's just ahead. And as we go out, we're going to hear Kings 9-3 one more time. Chris, again, thank you so much.
Functional. Half of me is comfortable, the other half is crying and grieving like Mrs. Huxtable. You dropped out of college, graduated a follower. Who knew my idols would turn to rivals I could not endorse? Sat in detention, prepped my ACT, a black...